Jesus prayed, "I ask not only on behalf of these, but also on behalf of those who will believe in me through their word, that they may all be one. As you, Father, are in me, and I am in you, may they also be in us, so that the world may believe that you have sent me. The glory that you have given me, I have given them, so that they may be one as we are one, I in them and you in me, that they may become completely one, so that the world may know that you have sent me and have loved them even as you have loved me. Father, I desire that those also whom you have given me may be with me where I am to see my glory, which you have given me because you loved me before the foundation of the world. Righteous Father, the world does not know you, but I know you. And these know that you have sent me. I made your name known to them, and I will make it known, so that the love with which you have loved me may be in them, and I in them." This is the gospel of our Lord. Please be seated. This was a hard week to write a sermon. It has been difficult to get beyond the sadness and anger and feelings of hopelessness surrounding the fact that in a 10-day span, there were two mass murders, both committed by 18-year-old boys. And so, to begin, I am sharing a prayer written by the Jesuit priest James Martin, a prayer that was written years ago after another senseless act of violence, but words that still hold truth. Almighty God, I come before you once again after another shooting. I am sad, God. So I ask you to receive into your loving care the souls of those who were killed, to care for those who were wounded or hurt in any way, to console the family members and friends of those who died or were wounded, to strengthen the hands of the rescue workers, medical professionals, and caregivers. I pray too for the shooters, as I must as a Christian. All this makes me inexpressibly sad, God. But I know that the sadness I feel is your sadness. It is the same sadness your son expressed when he wept over the death of his friend Lazarus. I am tired, God. I'm tired of the unwillingness to see this as an important issue. I'm tired of those in power who work to prevent any real change. I'm tired of those who say that gun violence can't be reduced. All this makes me tired, but I know that the tiredness I feel is your tiredness. It's the same tiredness that Jesus felt after his own struggles against injustice that led him to fall asleep on the boat with his disciples. I am angry, God. I'm angry at the seeming powerlessness of our community to prevent this. I'm angry at the selfish financial interests who block change. I'm angry that these shootings happen at all. But I know that this anger is your anger. It's the same anger Jesus felt when he overturned the tables in the temple, angry that anyone would be taken advantage of in any way. Help me see in these emotions your own desire for change. Help me see in these feelings you're moving me to act. Help me see in these reactions you're pushing me to do something. Because I know this is the way you move people to action. And I know that you desire action, for Jesus did not stand by while people were being hurt. He plunged into their lives. So help me to answer these questions. How can I help? How can I fight against gun violence? How can I urge my political leaders to enact change? How can I help people understand that this is an issue about life? I'm sad over the loss of life, tired of excuses for the loss of life, and angry that we are paralyzed by the loss of life. So turn my sadness into compassion. Turn my tiredness into advocacy. Turn my paralysis into the freedom to act. Help me to be compassionate, to advocate, and to act as your Son did, Almighty God. Amen. We are sad. Sad for the families who have lost precious loved ones. Questions keep reverberating in my mind, like, how can the violence be stopped? How is it that someone is so broken or angry or afraid that they resort to committing mass murder? How is it that an 18-year-old cannot legally purchase a pack of cigarettes or a beer, but can purchase military-grade weapons and ammunition? The sad answer to all of these questions is that we are failing as a society, and we are failing as the people of God in protecting the most vulnerable. But our sadness is not felt alone. Father Martin, in his prayer, speaks of Jesus' sadness over the death of his friend Lazarus, reminds us that God knows and feels our sadness. And John shows us in today's gospel lesson that Jesus prayed for a unity with God that goes beyond our whims, beyond our despairing, beyond our mistakes, beyond our sadness, a unity that was sealed by Christ's death on the cross. God knows our sadness. But God also calls us to move beyond the sadness to care for others and let them know that without a doubt, they are the beloved children of God. We are tired of violence, tired of senseless death. Violence, war, poverty, hatred, racism, and the many horrible situations that we can come up with can be exhausting to contemplate, and even worse for those who have to live in them every day. But as Father Martin noted in his prayer, we are not alone in our tiredness. We have read in John that Jesus prayed for us long ago, prayed that we would know the love of God. Hear it again. Jesus says, "I ask not only on behalf of these," speaking of his disciples, "but also on behalf of those who will believe in me," speaking and praying for us, "who believe in me through the word of the disciples, that they may all be one, as you, Father, are in me, and I am in you." This prayer reminds us that unity is not just about getting along so that we might survive, but about remembering that Christian unity and community is where we experience the divine. And in experiencing the divine, we can find hope and renewed energy that relieves our tiredness. As a community, we can use that strength and make our voices heard. We are angry, at least I am. Angry that the violence continues and angry about the fear it brings. I will never forget the day that I was in my office and received this text from Andrew. "SWAT just entered our building. We're in lockdown. I don't know why." A text that is unimaginable, but happened. Anger was one of the many emotions that went through me that day. It turned out that there wasn't an active shooter. Our children were safe that day. We were really lucky. But even in relief, there was and still remains anger. Because even though my child was safe that day, many others are not. And just as we are not alone in our sadness and tiredness, we are not alone in our anger. We know that Jesus got angry, became indignant. The words, "Get thee behind me, Satan," weren't a friendly invitation to Peter. They were an angry reprimand. And while Jesus may have turned over tables in the temple and said harsh words, he still acted in love to work toward change for those who are at risk and most vulnerable. Working toward this change cost him and many of his followers their lives. Sadness, tiredness, and anger can all lead to paralysis. And frankly, I was in that space this week, just too weary to move forward some days. But we can't get stuck in paralysis. We can't get stuck in complacency, thinking that there is nothing that we can do. There is a wonderful quote from Mother Teresa. She said, "I used to believe that prayer changes things, but now I know that prayer changes us, and we change things." We cannot bring back to this life any of those who have died, but it is not too late to make a difference moving forward. Knowing that it is not too late, that is the resurrection promise. Knowing that we need to do something, that is the resurrection imperative. I have said this before, and I will say it again. The resurrection isn't just about a ticket to heaven when we die. It is about having the freedom and the blessing and the calling to bring God's kingdom right here, right now. It is about knowing that God's plan is for all of God's beloved children to live fully and in the unity of the love that is God. This is the culmination of the prayer that Jesus prays at the end of his life, the prayer that we heard the end of in John's Gospel this morning. The desire that all would love and value each other in the same way that God loves and values each of us. And so I say again these words from Father Martin. Turn my sadness into compassion. Turn my tiredness into advocacy. Turn my paralysis into the freedom to act, just as your Son did. Almighty God. Amen.